I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, says he's stepping down in 2020. Todd Nettleton from The Voice of the Martyr says,
I think my first thought is I'll believe it when I see it.
Bashir's announcement was met with similar worldwide skepticism, especially since he's been in power since 1989. Under his administration, he's seen his country split, a civil war, been indicted for war crimes, and been accused of genocide in Darfur. Plus,
the persecution of Christians since the separation of the two countries in 2011 has really ramped up. The Sudanese government has taken very proactive steps to bring the church under control or even force Christians out of the country.
So where does that leave us? We can do one of three things. We can talk about the story, we can give to ministries like VOM coming alongside the persecuted church, and we can be praying. And Christian Aid Mission is grieving the loss of two missionaries in eastern Ukraine. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid.
On March 21st, some native missionaries with a ministry in Ukraine were killed in a car accident. They had gone to distribute food and clothes, and they were on their way back. It was three gentlemen, and their car hit a patch of ice and crashed into a crane near the roadside.
Two men were killed and had families. One did survive, but he's in serious condition. They were a part of Christian Aid's ministry partner, Good Samaritan Mission, who's giving support.
The other people, a part of the ministry, are really coming alongside and meeting needs and bringing food and grieving with them, crying with them.
Christian Aid invites you to come alongside these families through prayer. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.